A United States government report says hate crimes against Muslims in America rose 67% in 2015. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI, produced the report. It says there were 257 anti-Muslim hate crimes in 2015, compared to 154 in 2014. The number has not been that high since 2001, which saw 481 incidents against Muslims. Many of the incidents followed the September 11th terrorist attacks against the U.S. that year. The FBI report is based on hate crimes recorded by local law enforcement agencies across the United States. Crimes involving religion increased 23% to 1,244, the report said. Jews and Jewish organizations were targeted most in religious-based hate crimes. They represented more than half of all those reported. Hate crimes against Jews rose 9%.
Overall, the number of U.S. hate crimes rose from 5,479 in 2014 to 5,850 last year, an almost 7% increase. The FBI said 18 victims were murdered and 13 raped. About 41% of hate crimes involved threatening behavior, while 60% of victims were assaulted. The largest group of victims, 59%, were targeted because of their race or ethnicity, the report says. About 52% of these hate crimes were done because of anti-black bias. More than 18% were victims of anti-white bias, while 9% were anti-Hispanic or Latino crimes. About 3% resulted from either anti-Asian or anti-American Indian bias, while 1% involved anti-Arab crimes. The FBI report says 48% of the violators were white and 24% were black. Nearly 18% of reported hate crimes were based on the sexual orientation of victims. Of the 1,263 victims, 62% of incidents involved anti-gay bias against men.
The report found that about 2% of hate crime victims were targeted because of gender identity bias. About 1% of victims faced disability bias, while 0.4% were targeted because of gender bias. There have been reports of a rise in hate-related incidents following Donald Trump's victory last week in the U.S. presidential election. The not-for-profit Southern Poverty Law Center, or SPLC, said it received more than 400 reports of hate-motivated incidents over the past week. It said most of the incidents involved hateful intimidation of victims. The reports were gathered from news reports, social media, and people contacting the SPLC directly. Most of the intimidation was directed at immigrants, according to the SPLC's website. This was followed by threats against African Americans, members of the LGBT community, and Muslims. The Washington-based Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CAIR, also said it had received reports of hate-related incidents involving Muslims.
In one incident in Columbus, Ohio, a man at a traffic stop made threats against a woman wearing a hijab. In Michigan, a man threatened to set a Muslim woman on fire unless she took off her hijab. Donald Trump appeared Sunday night on the CBS News program 60 Minutes. The president-elect spoke about reports that some of his supporters had used hate speech against others. "I am so saddened to hear that," Trump said. "And I say, stop it. If it helps, I will say this, and I will say right to the cameras, stop it." Some Muslim rights groups welcomed Trump's statement, but they also have called for the president-elect to expand on this message. They have asked that he clearly show supporters he does not approve of hateful behavior. I'm Brian Lynn.
And I'm Jill Robbins.